So I just figured out how to mess with the shutter speed on my camera. Brand new camera, figuring all this stuff out is a challenge. But man, thank God for the internet and the world of information that we live in right now, because we can get information so quickly. I'm 43, born in the 80s. In the 90s, the way you get information is by books, at least in my household. And then late 90s, the computer came along, AOL, all that stuff, right? Internet, online, right? But even at that, there wasn't a Google, or there wasn't AI like ChatGPT or Gemini or stuff like that, to where you could just, hey, tell me this information and it'll spit it out like nothing. Like, the reason why I say that is because it helped me figure out a problem that I had with a recording that I did before this one, where there was a lot of flickering in the background, like in this blue area, because the light that I had over here, it's a modern type of LED light, to where the frequency of the light, the pulse of the light, or something like that, it's not coinciding with the shutter speed of the camera. So that's why I was getting that flickering. And before, I would have not known where to start as far as how to fix that. But now it's not there anymore, hopefully. But I don't see it on here. And I think that light's about to die. Oh well. Anyway, it's a portable light. But hey, sorry, I got sidetracked. Anyway, the internet is so awesome to where I figured that out. I was so quickly, like within like 30 minutes, like, oh, okay, so now I'm shooting this second video right here. The first video I don't want to really use because of that flickering. I can use it because of what I was talking about, but I didn't want to use it, so I was like, okay, I need to fix this. So I fixed it. Cool. Thank you, internet. Thank you, world of information. Yeah, speaking of that, it makes me think about AI, even like Gemini, which is Google's AI. I think what they do, and I haven't really, I can probably ask it to tell me, but I think they pull information from all the internet files, all the web files from the websites that are on the internet. Gemini pulls from that to give you that information. And it'll even tell you the sources. Like, this is where I got this information from, this YouTube video, whatever. It'll even suggest YouTube videos, which is awesome because I like YouTube, because of all the information that people share on there. I need to look it up more to what it does, but it seems like that's what it does. But there's a database somewhere that provides this information to us to be able to fix things like the flickering on the camera or whatever. So AI is a tool that I do use in my day-to-day life, probably. And I'm just thinking, like, man, back in the day, how would I get information? I would have to go ask somebody, which is still a huge source of information nowadays, because people know stuff. People that have experience, that have a good track record, say a mechanic that's been a mechanic for 12 years, 10 plus years, can you tell me about this part of the car, whatever, that part of the car, whatever. But back in the day, we would have to ask somebody, go to the library, look into, there's like what they call an encyclopedia. That was a resource. And I remember we had one in our household. The encyclopedia had letters, ABC through all the way, ABC all the way to Z. And whatever the topic was, like, say it was like baboons, that would be in the B section. Or astronauts, that would be in the A section. Mars, that would be in the M section. That's how you would get, I would remember how to get information. And then obviously started going to school. There's textbooks. They write textbooks and yada yada, all this stuff. But I was able to fix that flutter, that that flickering on my camera in minutes, as opposed to having to read the manual, which my reading when I was younger was subpar. You know, I was basically felt like I was being passed to the next grade just because, you know what I mean? Like, we need, like, so when I left high school, my reading level was low and all this stuff, but I would have to read the manual to try to figure out how to fix this. And it's interesting because I don't even think they come with manuals anymore. Like this camera. Let me see. It just has a reference guide. That's really all it has. It's got a warranty, some warnings, stuff like that. And if I really look closely, yep, there's a QR code to identify parts. Yeah, here's the manual. The manual's on a QR code, and it sends you to an internet page or whatever. Let's see if it'll zoom in on that. Give it a second. Yeah, it's not zooming in because I think it sees my face. That's another thing too. Like, it's not zooming in because it's not on product shot mode right now. If I had it on product shot mode and then the transition speeds, it would like pick it up automatically, but it's not, because I've been recording podcasts with this and I don't want that zoom speed to be really quick between person to person. It's a two-person podcast usually. So I just set the transition slower, changed it from product shot. All this stuff I learned online. I learned it from Gemini. I would just ask it, hey, I'm doing a podcast. What's the best, you know, shutter speed? What's the best this? And it helped me out. It helped me with which SD card to get, because before I was hesitant to use this camera. Because I used the camera in the past and it would shut off on me. And I was like, okay. And then so I found out about this camera also through AI, through Gemini, Google, whatever you call it. This camera is a mirrorless camera. A mirrorless camera it's meant to not shut off. I've been talking for 9 minutes now, or I've been having this recording for 9 minutes now, and it hasn't shut off. In fact, the other day I did an hour long podcast and the camera stayed on the whole time. The memory card has a lot to do with it because of the write speed, like how fast it gets information to the card. The one I was using in my old camera, like years back, when it would shut off on me, I was like, why is this happening? And I couldn't figure it out, so I just left it alone. But this one, the SD card, found it out through Gemini. Real quickly, it told me that I needed a V30 something or other and a 3 for the write speed, because obviously all this information is going in through the camera, the image quality, the sound, everything is going to have to go onto that SD card. And now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, dude, that makes a lot of sense. So the SD card is basically kind of like a little computer that processes information, and it processes it fast enough to where it's reading all this image movement and audio and putting it on that little card, and that's why it's not shutting off. On top of that, this is recording 4K. 4K. Which is huge in terms of how much information is being transferred onto that card while it's recording. So I learned all this stuff. All that to say that I think the topic I'm on is the internet and the world of information that we have, and cameras and stuff like that. So this is the setting I'll be using for my this is the camera and setup I'll be using for my podcast, Corpus Christi Originals podcast. And before, I was live streaming in a studio where they were handling all the cameras. There was like four cameras in there. If I needed four cameras, mostly would use two or three. If I have a two-person podcast, I have a producer who does all this stuff. But now that I've taken the podcast on the road, I've got to figure all this stuff out. So I'm slowly figuring it out. And the reason why I say that is because I'm going to move from streaming to uploads once a week. So once a week on Wednesdays, there's going to be a new podcast episode. So I'm going to be recording and then posting instead of doing a live, letting the video be up there. And the reason why I do that is because the quality is better if I record it, as opposed to live streaming where I have to depend on Wi-Fi or internet signal to stream the video. That risks the video cutting out, the image quality, all this other stuff, which I don't want my viewers to experience if they're watching it on YouTube, or even the audio. If the audio is being cut off in a live stream, they can't really hear it if I repost it to Spotify or something like that. So I think it would be better for the podcast listeners, and it would be better for me, for my workflow. So, and not only that, there's a studio fee. I would always have to pay studio costs every time I would record a session. So in this case, I buy the camera. The camera is expensive, but it's good quality. But that's a one-time, right? I don't have to continue to pay it every month, you know, or every time I do a session. So it's less money in the long run. And I can even look at it like, okay, I've got the equipment. If people want me to record their podcasts, I know how to do it. I can charge them to make that money back. So anyways, podcast is going to go from live stream to once a week episode drop on Wednesdays. And then, of course, I'll continue to be doing the clips and stuff like that. Also, too, I'm consolidating the handles Corpus Christi Originals and Corp CC Originals podcast. I'm going to send everybody from the Corpus Christi Originals handle to CC Originals podcast, because that's where most of the followers are. That's where most of the content will probably be. And the brand, which is the shirts and the hats and stuff, will be a supplement to the podcast instead of the podcast being a supplement to the brand, or the brand feeling like a side project. So, and I'm going to combine the website as well. CorpusChristiOriginals.com will be a place where people can find my podcast and the other podcasts associated with Corpus Christi Originals, which right now is Respond If You Please, and headlight went out back there, and the Unshuck Yourself podcast, which are two podcasts that I added to the Corpus Christi Originals network, which is cool. So all that will be into one thing, because I feel like the brand is just my side project, and I wanted to, well, actually, I feel like I haven't really made a plan for the two yet. Like I was having them separate, brand, podcast, that's it, instead of putting them together. Like, okay, because like a lot of podcasts, they sell merch, right? And the merch would help generate income to help keep the podcast going, more equipment, whatever the case may be, keep the lights on, maybe rent a place in the future to have my own studio. But for that's what I that's the where I see it going now, to where people could go to the main website, see the podcasts that are available, and the merch would be like a, oh, hey, they have merch. You know what I mean? Instead of being an actual brand, to where it's like you have to do product shots, do product drops, this and that. That's just another project that is like, that's too much at the moment, because I got a family, I work, I'm married, I have the podcast, I've got social medias, I've got all this stuff that I'm putting my energy into. And it's like, if I have all these different projects, it's difficult to focus on all the projects at once. And I'm just finally taking that advice, because I've heard advice to where it's like, people are like, just do one project, have one YouTube channel. You know what I mean? Do one thing. If you have multiple things, it's hard to put all your energy into all of them at once. So have one project, one thing, full force at that. That way it's good content, and that way people want to watch it. Because it seems like, these are just theories, just a theory of mine, if you put just a little bit of energy into each one of them, then none of them are going to be great. They're all just going to be kind of mediocre. And I've heard this too from like Seth Godin. I listen to him sometimes, to where do what you can and focus on what you can instead of trying to do everything mediocre. Which makes sense to me now. And I'm even struggling too. I wanted to bring this up with. I started stand-up comedy. And I think I started it because I was thinking in my mind, like, this is something that I could do. I want to try this. And with my ADHD brain, my brain is always wanting to start new projects. And then once I've started them, I've gotten that high, you know, that dopamine hit. Then it just like crashes, like, oh shoot. And then at that point, I'm like, dang, do I really want to do this? I can full force go at it. But at the same time, I'm like, I've got this going. Maybe it's something, I mean, maybe I can do it once a month or something like that. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out what to do with that. Because last night, they had open mic last night. I mowed the lawn. Took me 3 hours to do two properties. I was watching my kids. And I was tired. And then my wife wanted me to watch a movie with her when she got home from work. And then my kids wanted me to be home because lately I've been either going out to record a podcast or I've been going out to do open mic. And I haven't really been spending a lot of time with them at home. So I'm just like, dang, I didn't want to go last night. I kind of wanted to go because I felt like I was committed. Like I told myself I was going to do this and I want to get good at it. So I wanted to go because I was committed to doing it. But at the same time, I was like, dang. I think internally, I was like, do I really want to put this much energy into this other project that I have with going on with all these other projects? So, I mean, I want to do it. I don't want to let people down because I've got people that I think that I've met in the comedy scene. Maybe not so much let people down, but like let myself down because I've said that I committed to doing it, or it may look like that committed to doing it in front of people, and like if I stop, I feel like people are gonna be like, oh yeah, see, there goes another one, another person that decided to start comedy and then they quit, you know. I don't want them to see me like that, but at the same time, I'm just like, it's not their life, you know what I mean? It's my life anyway. And at least I can say I tried it and I did make people laugh as I set out to do. And I think it's fine to like make that type of decision to where it's like, I know that I can continue to do it and go full force in it, but it's like, do I have to? Am I fine without it? You know what I mean? And it's okay to not want to continue something, even though maybe you set a goal at first and be like, okay, I plan, I want to do this comedy thing, and I'll set out to do like 10 open mics. Okay, got to 10 open mics, reassess. Okay, do I really want to keep doing this? Whatever, yada yada. But anyways, that's just my spiel, you guys. Looks like 20 minutes so far on this recording. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks a lot for listening. Have a good one.